Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Enterprises, LLC. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, a past regression specialist with a visionary vocabulary that expands you out of the pain of change and into the grander to understand, to expand, opens a way, and it takes you beyond your thinking know-it-all mind. And with expand, energize, enterprise, and experience, you open up a new valves of visionary acumen, living unexplainable events that expand your life. Because life is more unexplainable than explained. And science is trying to catch up to the spiritual world. And that is something we really have to open up to. And we're so stuck in the human haunts of a secret society. And the secret society has a lot to do with the banking industry and big pharmaceutical companies and the corporate America that really don't give a hoot about the American people. All we are to them is expendable. And they really never care about us. But here's the thing. As we open this up to understand the grandeur of life, we expand of new stuff. And as we feel this and we open up, we let go of the know-it-all crawl inside us. And how is it the know-it-all keeps you in when you say, I think and I know, and that is where you stop in life, and that is where it all ends and begins with life. As I open up to understand the grasp, the grandeur of life, I start experiencing the newness of life. And it's a new essence I have and the new chi of free within me. That's where I open up and really expand. But that know-it-all in me has kept me stuck. And when you're in the know-it-all, you can't listen and know at the same time. And that is where it is. And that is how the world really expands out of the grandeur of life. And you know, the more I understand the thinking and how I taught myself to be a pity me person and really waiting for somebody else to do it, really has opened up new avenues of wisdom within my skin and allowed me to play in my fields of prosperity where life is really expanding everything. So today, I really open up and I'm really letting go of my thinking mind to really expand of an energized energy of emotions and feelings. And when I get that emotions and the feelings of foresight that ignite a new way to experience life, I get the brain power and the brain prowess to go along with me. The brain has ability to do everything, but it's a central system of energy that comes from the feelings and the emotions that life is a beginning of a successful venture of visionary veracity. Because it's the velocity of my energies that really expand me and allow me to go beyond the thinking mind. And that's something I really have noticed is the thinking mind that really is the benevolence of the brilliance of my colorful charisma. Because as I open up to understand, life really energizes the newness of me, the new avenues of a do. That's an audacious, daring omnipotence. Because I have an unconquerable spirit. I just have to uncover everything that goes with the spirit and expand out of the human history of misery that I thought I was supposed to live into the spiritual supremacy that is within me. It opens up my heart and soul to see the outlandish, unexplainable love of the world. How have we tried to express and encompass and think we can think love, yet love is unexplainable and unshakable when you trust your abilities. When you lust of the trust of love, unleashes a sassy tenacity. But it's really the appreciation for life is where life really liberates internal freedoms every day to energize the whys of everything. Today, I play in the field of prosperity, allowing myself to really open up and really expand on things that I never knew happened. And anyway, they're going to, and everything. You're going to experience everything about life when you let go of trying to control the life through you're waiting for other people, you're waiting for events. Am I guilty of that? You bet I am. And that is something I'm really starting to expand and express a new way about, because it's unforeseen is where I intervene in the trying of my heart, soul, and spirit. When you get out of the mind, because the mind is a menacing, internal, nagging despair, because the mind brings up more despair than displays of the grandeur of life. As I move forward through this, life begins in a bold, energized gallantry, invigorating nirvana, because it's internal enlightenment, external experiences, and eternal epiphanies that really play in my life and really open up new things for me to experience. So what is it that you really want to experience? That's the thing. It's never a goal or an intention. It's a desired outcome. It's a desired outcome I desire to experience. It's not the want and need, it's the fire of the desire to really want a free-flowing freedom within my skin of I One with omnific newness. And it's a new wave of wisdom, audacity, visionary energies that will move you forward. But how are you afraid to get beyond your thinking, and how is a goal or intention or a dream way beyond the thinking mind? It's in the outre nouvelle vague that's beyond the mind in a new experience. And that is going to be in a chapter of a book called I Am Wisdom. And how is wisdom unattached and beyond the thinking mind? Because it's a candid curiosity of uncovering your canny abilities to expand through life. And that is something I'm really, really, really opening up to, is the canny abilities beyond my thinking mind. As I open up to see this life, I really begin to see a new wave of just bravery to really seizure the internal clamps of being swamped in the society's way of life. As I free my way, I open up the new waves. As life begins, I win. And as I win, I really feel the freedom of yesterday expand me beyond what I think is life and into the wizardry of wisdom that enlightens me and lights my heart with a luminous lure to see that the world is really expanding of many things. And as you expand, you really energize many, many things. But here's the something that everybody else can experience through life is when you let go of the thinking. I got to think. I got to know. Is a snowstorm of being in a blizzard really a blizzard of BS unless allows you to distance yourself from the old ways and into the new wave? See, every time you say the word change, what do you feel? What do you feel when you say the word expand? How do you feel when you say transformation? How do you feel when you say energize? Which one turns you on to really, really open up and move the life of Riley and to walk with the wisdom of your dreams? How would it feel to waltz with the wisdom of your dreams through your everyday life? That is something walked with the wisdom of my dreams. I had to write that down to move myself forward. So how does it waltzing with the dream, the wisdom of your dreams, let you go way, way, way beyond the thinking mind? How do you feel the dream and then everything opens up and becomes an unsettling situation and puts the fear and the scares you when you start really getting into the elegance of your dreams? So what is it that you really, really desire to experience? That's where I'm at in my life. What is the desired experiences I choose to breathe into my life and really feel the self-esteem of myself? And something I've learned when I quit talking in you and I use me, myself, and I release my inner self and freeze the pain of yesterday and opens up my life. And that is something else is new. Anyway, and also, what do you feel when you think beyond, when you can let go of your thinking mind and open up the traveler's temerity within yourself? Because we're just traveling through this life with temporary experiences. And we're not here because we did anything wrong. We're here to feed your what we, our parents actually show us where we're stuck in our lives and things like that. And it really opens up to the newness of life. And what is the new you choose? What's the new avenues of a do you want to do to you choose to experience and let go of and have the fun of in your life? What is it you really, really desire to experience? And that is something you can only get from the heart and soul. A thinking mind will lock you up in blocks. Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and Cowboy Wisdom NLC, Walk of Wisdom webinars, Walk of Wisdom seminars. But it's the wisdom of life to waltz with your dreams. But how is your wisdom beyond your thinking mind? And I will be here Thursday night, and we will see how the world goes, and we'll have more wisdom to share with you. And may your rest of your week be as blessed as you are a blessing to me and the world. And I want to say thank you, and good night.